This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. In August, Holyoke Mayor Alex Morse became the first city leader in Massachusetts to support marijuana legalization. Well, now that it's legal, he says he wants to make Holyoke a hub for recreational marijuana. And Mayor Morse joins us now on the line. Mayor, welcome back to Radio Boston.
Thank you for having me. How are you?
I'm doing great. So, first of all, making Holyoke a hub for recreational marijuana, what exactly would that look like?
Well, given the legalization and the passage of question four, and before that, of course, medical marijuana, we need a space in the Commonwealth to obviously cultivate marijuana, no matter where it's eventually dispensed throughout the state. And so Holyoke is well positioned in western Massachusetts at the intersection of 90 and 91. We have cheap, green, renewable energy and an abundance of vacant mill space. I mean, today alone, we have 1.5 million square feet of vacant mill space in downtown Holyoke. And I, as mayor, obviously have been very open-minded to the marijuana industry, particularly given its passage, to now, you know, take advantage of the economic development, workforce development opportunities as a means to create jobs and expand tax base in our community and enhance revenue, of course.
Yeah, so the things that you're stating that would make Holyoke a great place for this new industry, the space, the cheaper electricity, and the overall the lower cost of doing business, not to mention where Holyoke is located, why don't those things apply to other industries as well?
And they certainly do. And so What I've been saying, obviously, is by no means do I think the marijuana industry is the salvation for Holyoke's economic development future. It's one piece of the pie of a broader economic development strategy. And so we've had a strategy over the last 5 years that focuses on entrepreneurship and innovation and manufacturing, the creative economy. And so when I say we need to seize on this as an economic development opportunity, it's one industry among other that we've seized upon over the last 5 years that has resulted in the lowest unemployment rate in 16 years in our community. So we certainly are. And this is, you know, our pitch for business is the same as it would be for other industries. And I think, you know, this industry in particular relies on an abundance of space and electricity and abundance of water and supportive policymakers that see through some of the stigma that other elected officials and policymakers have placed on a topic like this.
Yeah, so I'm thinking other things that require space, cheap power and water, I don't know, making chips, making silicon wafers, data centers, things like that as well. So, I mean, I take your point that it applies across the board, but you've all, as you well know, you've already been receiving some pushback from at least a couple of representatives there at Holyoke City Council. We saw, City Council President Kevin Jourdain in the Globe saying that he, quote, doesn't want to be known or doesn't want the community to be known as exporting a net negative to the rest of the state. What's your response to his concern?
Yeah, I certainly don't expect every city councilor to agree with me or disagree with me, and he and others have the right to have a different opinion on this. But what we can't disagree on is the fact that nearly 60% of Holyoke voters and Massachusetts voters overall voted in favor of question four, and before that voted in favor of medical marijuana. And so communities across our Commonwealth are going to be home to both cultivation sites and dispensaries. And so communities are going to be seeing job growth and tax growth, and why not the city of Holyoke? And so cultivation sites even in Holyoke would be able to supply their product to dispensaries in Eastern Mass, where a company, for example, may not be able to secure space in areas that are landlocked or just too expensive to make the industry profitable. And so I think moving forward, you know, this again is treated like any other economic development prospect in our community and a regulated system. And when I became the first and only mayor to support question four, it wasn't endorsing the use of marijuana. It was endorsing a regulated system that finally provides us the opportunity to both take advantage and capitalize on the potential benefits of its legalization, while also for the first time being able to publicly combat some of the negatives of the use of marijuana.
Right. So let me ask you, Mayor Morse. I mean, I heard you say that this would be like almost any other new industry that one would bring to the city. But on the other hand, it's not exactly like every other industry because marijuana is still not legal at the federal level. And there are, for example, financial wrinkles that come along with that. Like, do you think that Holyoke would be, or Holyoke businesses that might come up as a result of the marijuana industry be able to, you know, secure things like the finances needed to launch their businesses? And also, you know, are you concerned about, you know, the federal law enforcement agencies, for example, perhaps paying even closer attention to Holyoke than they otherwise might have?
No, I don't think Holyoke will be different than any other community that has already seen a medical marijuana dispensary open up in their community. You know, we've seen the legislature already delay the implementation of recreational availability by 6 months into summer of 2018. And where legalization has happened elsewhere in the United States, the federal government hasn't intervened and prohibited it. I would hope that moving forward, the federal government would eventually, you know, recognize a prohibition is a failed policy. And we've spent a lot of time and resources on prohibition that just hasn't worked and has caused more damage in communities like Holyoke than anything else. But moving forward, many of the companies and entrepreneurs and people that we speak to that are interested in, you know, cultivating and dispensing are companies that have a track record at doing this elsewhere in the United States. This is a lucrative business, obviously, as well. I mean, that's why we see the tax rates, you know, so high. And, you know, they'd be paying a commercial tax rate. They'd be paying revenue to the community on top of the tax rate in a host community agreement.
Right.
And so I don't doubt their ability to come up with the finances necessary absent, you know, federal banking regulations to make it happen.
So, Mayor Morsa, in the last minute that I have with you, do you have any have you secured any commitments yet from any potential businesses that want to come in, you know, after you've said Holyoke's open for business with pot?
I mean, we've been in conversations with different companies and advocates for the last couple of years since medical marijuana was legalized. Like many communities, we have a local ordinance that we crafted in collaboration with the city council. They have to apply for a special permit, get site control, and present a pretty comprehensive plan as to their dispensary or cultivation site and why they want to be in Holyoke. And so we're welcoming of those conversations. As I've said, I'm very open-minded, and I look forward to working with anybody that wants to sit down and talk about how they can create jobs and create revenue for our community.
And do you have a sense as to the potential economic benefit? Do you have a dollar figure that you're aiming for?
I mean, it depends on the number of cultivation sites and dispensaries. Obviously, it's a number of jobs in the community, and more jobs are created at the cultivation and manufacturing of the product than at the dispensaries themselves. And so I think that's important to note. And then, you know, we're talking about hundreds of thousands of dollars in both commercial taxes and on percentage of the revenue, you know, secured in our host community agreements with whoever we end up working with.
Mm. Well, Alex Morse is mayor of Holyoke, Massachusetts. It's always a pleasure to have you on the show, Mayor Morse. Thanks so very much.
Thanks for the invite. I appreciate it.